It's the Wholesale Club of Morning Radio. Available in bulk only. Carlson and McKenzie on ZLX.
Slipknot pokes his head in and says, "Do you want to talk to David Cassidy? He's on hold." Well, hell yeah.
Of course
we
do.
David Cassidy.
Absolutely.
In a heartbeat. 917, sunny clouds today, low 60s, 41 right now. Hey, David.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Just listening to Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band and wondering if you guys are going to be coming and joining me on Saturday, October 29th, man.
That's the Seaport World Trade Center, I'm told.
Yes, indeed. We're going to be rocking. Haven't been to Boston in a while, but my son, who is now 20,
yeah,
is in this like band of ridiculous musicians who are at the... You know, they're at that Berklee School of Music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you say ridiculous, you mean ridiculously better than you?
Yeah.
Right. Your son's over Berklee?
Like prodigies.
Your son goes to Berklee?
Yeah, well, he's gone to BU, and now he's playing there. He dropped out of BU, and he's been working with these guys now for over, I guess, about a year.
Oh, I didn't know that. So your son lives here in Boston?
He does.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh,
cool.
And, I come to visit Boston often, and I haven't played there in forever, but we're going to do that.
Did you force your way into their gig?
No.
Okay.
At my gig.
Right.
And they did this thing. There's a club called Church there in town.
Yes.
They did their EP release the other night, and it was apparently unbelievable.
What's the name of the band?
The Fates, F-A-T-E-S.
Okay.
Fates Music and Facebook, and you can go and look them up. Fates.
Did you want your son to follow you?
My son chose to. He got into Michigan. He got into NYU. He got into all those places for his musical prowess. And also as an actor. And
right.
He has decided he is going full on, and I give him my full support to do that.
David Cassidy's on the line.
His son Bo is much more talented than he is.
Well, that's awesome. That's great.
It is great. My daughter Katie is also doing really well too. She's an actress and been on in movies and TV series over the last few years, and lots of those kids in their 20s.
They'll never reach. I mean, no offense, but I mean, you have the biggest fan club of all time?
Yes.
Okay.
I did, but that's irrelevant now because nobody remembers.
Because of the internet.
No, but I mean...
But a forgotten name.
Yeah, but David...
It's been incredible. I've been all over the world
the
last 10 years and revisiting a lot of the places that I played that they haven't blown up.
No, but you were considered a health hazard, basically.
Yes, I was.
Because people were being crushed, and I know you had a period there where, you know, some people were, I don't know, were they killed?
Well, they weren't killed, but at one of my concerts I think it was at Wembley, where there were so many people that were being treated for exhaustion and from being pushed up to the stage.
Yes, I mean, you're talking about...
There was a girl who was not crushed or any of that,
yeah,
but she came with a heart condition.
Right.
And she died. And the media, of course, ran with it as if, you know, I was a health hazard, which I probably am, but I mean, that's irrelevant right now. Anyway, I'm looking forward to coming to see my son. He's going to come up.
That's cool.
On the stage and play with me for the first time.
All right, so look, this is at Seaport World Trade Center in Boston. This is on set. It's the New England, what's it called, Boomers and Seniors Expo.
Boomers and all that stuff.
Are you aging gracefully, or are you kicking and screaming?
No, I'm actually doing it gracefully. I just did two public service announcements. I was about to say two PSAs, but people confuse that for urinating and all kinds of
That's
other
right.
things. You know. But no, for the Alzheimer's research and prevention, and I'm going to be speaking in front of Congress next year because we got the largest percentage of our population are boomers, and the oldest ones are 65. They're retiring this year.
Yeah, right.
My mother has severe dementia, and I'm only living relative. I don't want my son and my daughter or your kids or anybody else to have to face what I've been facing. It's really going to be an epidemic, and I just really want to try and bring, before I leave the earth, I want to try and bring some attention to it and let people know that we need the funding from our government as opposed to building more bombs.
How's that lawsuit going? I know you'd find... I read
it's
it on
actually,
TMZ.
Actually moving quite quickly right along.
You think you're going to get paid? Now, here's the deal. This was on TMZ a couple of weeks ago. that you filed this lawsuit against Sony because, you know, they sold all these lunch boxes. My sister had like five of your posters.
Yeah, well, every
Partridge Family.
I mean, they made a David Cassidy guitar, dresses.
So they sold all this merchandise.
Comic book. Yeah,
he didn't get anything.
Nothing? Wow.
Yeah,
I got virtually nothing.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, nothing comparatively. And then what happened is they never sent me, in my contract it says I have 18 months to audit.
Right.
Well, they never sent me statements. And therein lies the problem they have, and the problem I have is, well, it's a statute of limitations.
What kind of
how
money?
Can I audit you if you won't send me a statement?
David Cassidy, what kind of money are we looking at? Like 20, 30 million?
Oh, no. I'm thinking $30, $40 out of this. Based on what they paid me before, I mean.
Right. I mean, I had your lunchbox for
crying. Yeah, well, you know, it's a great thing. That's in the Smithsonian, that one.
I heard you were close with John Lennon. Is that
very, very close.
Would you have ever guessed that David Cassidy was close friends?
Only if you had given me three choices, maybe I would have picked Lennon. I don't know. No, I wouldn't have.
Not John Lennon.
Well, yeah. if you think about the era in which I grew up, which was the 60s as a teenager, he was kind of like my musical hero. And right. A lot of people followed after they stopped in the 70s. I became that to a lot of people, and he and I had a mutual friend, and I became close with him, and,
wow.
And he was kind of a mentor to me. And I miss his voice.
Yeah.
As a human being, as much as I miss his voice.
I never heard about that.
Mm.
Right.
Well, we didn't do a lot of publicity about it.
Right.
Yeah.
We kind of hung out at my house, and I played with him. I got to sing some of Paul's parts with him. And I got to know Yoko, too, who is absolutely an incredible human being. And as much of, you know, John and she were just vilified by the media
right,
at the time.
Right,
and
right.
People forget that.
Well, we still make fun of her to this day, Yoko.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, but right. She's...
We only get the crazy.
Right, right. That's all, we don't
that's
understand
all we get.
Well, you do.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Smart as can be, kind as can be, respectful, and she saved him in so many ways.
Right, right.
He was financially in a mess when they got together. But, you know, those boys were, they weren't as a whole terribly together when it came to doing the business.
Did she bring money into that relationship? Is that how
her
art.
Parents, I think her family are the Bank of Japan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Cripes.
Oh,
I guess
yeah.
So.
All right, look.
Bought and sold him like 5,000 times.
Oh.
Will you tribute Lennon at all on your show Saturday?
Yes, I will.
Yeah. Will you?
I really do a song for John.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
And for his voice. And
that's cool.
Yeah, I got to play with Paul also in, I think it was in Paris back in 76.
Right. Learning something every day.
I thought you were going to say you played at his wedding.
I played at his divorce.
David, David Cassidy on the line. Thank you for the time. We have to.
No, I love you guys.
Seaport World Trade Center in
Boston. Yeah, my son Bo will be joining
Bo.
Us, and it's going to be really cool.
We appreciate the time.
Hey, so do I.
Okay.
God bless you guys.
See
ya.
David
Bye.
Cassidy,
hey, David.
Everybody.
David. Oh, he just. I was going to say, if he's in town Friday, he can come in the studio.
Why do you want to hear it live?
I would.
Yeah, I would.
I would talk to him some more about his relationship with Lennon, man. That's fascinating stuff.
They're better than they sound, yeah. Carlson and McKenzie in the morning. On CLS.